Memches Omer Aleph, the second line. Rabbi and Reb Zera Iktol Reish Kalusa. Rabbi and Reb Zera came to the house of Reish Kalusa. Chazio Lahu Avde the Anach Kuzah de Maya Puma de Kumkuma. They saw an Eved that took a Kuzah de Maya, a cup of water, synonym cold water, a Puma de Kumkuma on the top of a kettle. Now the kettle was not on the fire. The Ramban says clearly it wasn't on the fire. That would be Bishel. The question was that even though it's not Bishel, either some Yishayim want to say it's Ke'en Hatmona, even though it's not Hatmona. Hatmona usually means insulating, but it's insulating, warm something up. So this warmed it up indirectly on top of a kettle, a cup on top of a hot utensil off the fire. So that warms it up. Not Yatzel lettuce, but it's like Hatmona. The Bi'alocha says that obviously it's not really Hatmona, it's only Doimel Hatmona. But Kaparim, he didn't like what he did. Nazye Rabba. Rabba gave him a reprimanding. So Drashi Nazye Goaboy screamed at him. Omer Reb Zera, Maishlo Mimechem Al Gabi Mechem. We know the halach is, later on the Brisa says, the Mechem Al Gabi Mechem. One kettle on top of another kettle. Off the fire is Mutter. So then what's the problem over here? Why is it different than Mechem Al Gabi Mechem? Omalei, there's a difference. Over there, the second Mechem is hot. And it's this bottom one is hot. So you're retaining heat. That doesn't look as much as Atmona as cold on top of hot, where the cold is turning into warm, not yet to lettuce, but it's doimed to Atmona somewhat because it's becoming warmer. Cold into warm is more of an similar to insulating. There's a difference. Over there, you're only retaining the heat. You're keeping the way it was. It's not doimed to Atmona, it's not because it's not really Atmona. It's not really Hatmona, like the Bi'alocha says in Reish Nun Zayin. It's not Hatmona. It's one on top of another. So that's why I'm Kamoikim. Mashenkin Hacha, Olude Kamoiled. Over here, you're being moiled heat. You're taking something Tzoinen and making the Kuza warm. So that's more Doimat Hatmona, and that's what he was going about. Zogti Kamoga, Hoda Chazia. Another time he saw as follows. The Poras, he placed over a barrel of water, Dastudo, Apuma de Kuva. That studa is a Zagdrashi studa shal roish, a handkerchief that you wear on your head, a turban. He saw he placed a turban on top of a puma de kuva, on top of the mouth, the face, the top of a kankan, of a barrel. The anach natle alvei. And then he put a natle, Zagdrashi klisha shoivin yaimin akuba. He took like a pitching, what's that called? Like where you scoop something out. A ladle. Oh, he took a ladle and he put it on top of that turban. So like the turban is being weighed down somewhat and it might get wet. What's wrong if it gets wet? Zog the mother again. Nazye Rabbe. Rabbe again was Goya boy. He reprimanded him. Omer Reb Zera. So Reb Zera said, Amai, what is he doing now? What did he do wrong? Omer Le Hash the Chozis, you'll see what's going to be. L'soiv Chazya, he watched and he saw that he was right. The Koma Atzalei, what he did was, he started to squeeze, he was Soichet Zagrashi, the Mayim that was Nivla, that was absorbed in this turban. Now, some say that's only Taka Osa because it was a ladle on top, so that's why the water is more prone to get, the turban is more prone to get wet, so that's why he was Nazye. But Stamazer, maybe in the top, it's less prone. But the point is, what happened at the end was what he was concerned about. He ended up being soichet and squeezing the issa soichet. Schite is really libun, because that's how you clean. When something is soiled and stained, you make it wet and then you squeeze out the water, and that's how you clean it. You malabin it. So that's why he was, that's what happened at the koma atzalei. Omalei, maishnami panuka. The halacha is a regular beged that is meant to be on top of a barrel, so that you're allowed to do. So why is over here, is it a problem when you put a turban on, he was nazie. And there's a regular beggar that's on top of barrels of water, of wine, it's done. Zogti Gemara, Omalei hosom le kopid alvei, hocha kopid alvei. There's a big difference. The fundamental difference is, when it comes to your turban, your makpid that it should be wet. You don't want it wet, you want it dry. So what are you going to ultimately end up doing? Squeeze it out. Masha'enke, when it comes to a regular cloth that's meant to be on top of a barrel, I'm not makpid that it's wet. It's meant to be there. So that's why you won't squeeze it out. So there's the difference between a turban and a cloak that is meant to be, is here you're makbid that it should be dry, so you squeeze, and here you don't care if it's wet. So that's why we're not chayshid, we're not concerned that you come to be melabin and squeeze.
On Shabbos, you put a chal on top of the crock pot to get it warm, you can do that.
Chal on top of the crock pot is not derech bishul. It's a dove yovish, it's dry, so you put it on top of the crock pot. It's not derech bishul. Here we're talking about, you're asking, the Gemara says that you put the kuza on top of the mechem. And it's, so, lemaisa, it's, you're saying, why is a crock pot different than the kuza on mechem? So one is a lach, and wet, and dry, and lach and cold, I mean, and here it's yovish, so it's not derech bishul, and it's ready, afiyah chafiyah, it's ready mevushul. It's not derech bishul, and it's not, the whole thing over here, some Yishayim want to say it's atmana, which is also tikkul shver. It's not atmana. Atmana means atmana kuloi, even atmana b'miktzas, machlekes mechaber ramo, machlekes Yishayim. But this is really far fetched from atmana. He was nazir because it's the result is doimit atmana. But here the result, I guess, by Dovi Yovish is different. Zok digumar avaloi b'teven. It said one of the things you're not allowed to be matmin is in teven, in straw. Boy minei chavade bar master mehabaya. Muchin. Then the Mishnah said, besides Tevin, it says, V'loi b'muchin. Oh, V'loi b'tevin, V'loi b'zangin, V'loi b'muchin. Muchin, we said, is all different types of feathers or clothing, Zok Drashi, Kol Dova Rach Kori Muchin. So it's Tzemek Geffen. So the point is, Boim Ne'avadim Ha'masim Ha'bayim, Muchin She'tomen Ben, if Muchin you utilize for Hatmona. Now, we said before that muchin is something that's moisiv hevel. Aval toimin ben kshen yoveshim. You're allowed to be toimin when it's yovesh. So if you're toimin with muchin, with feathers and fur, fur is an expensive item to use for atmana. You'd rather use it for something that's going to be useful that you wear. But let's say you took the muchin and you were toimin behen. Ma'u latat lo b'shabes. Does it become muktzah? Is it muktzah? Because at the end of the day, it's really meant for fur. It's not meant for hatmana. Assuming he did it in a way that it was mutter to be toimin, be yovish. So, well, are you allowed to be metaltel on Shabbos or not? Are you allowed to be metaltel on Shabbos? Do we say it's muktzah because it's really meant for fur? It's not meant for covering a utensil that you want to keep warm? Is it mutter or not? Ma'al as muktzah, nudin. Ma'al tatna be Shabbos. Omalei. Because this guy doesn't have tevin. Tevin is the usual thing that you insulate with straw. Because he doesn't have a kupah shel tevin, so now you want to tell me he's mafkir the muchin, and suddenly he says, you know, all my fur that I have over here that's really meant for retail, that whatever he does with it, I'm suddenly now going to make into a insulating item. I'm mafkir it. Of course you're not mafkir it. So if you're not mafkir it, it retains and it remains what it's meant for its initial use, which is for your business, whatever you have, a fur business. He's a fur. So it's going to remain mukta. Just because you're a toyman doesn't mean you're mafkir shei mukta. Of course you're removed from it, and it's mukta. So Rashi, kupa shel muchin shedomea yikorin, ein derech bekach, v'loi batli latmona. So it's not bottle. Just because you're a matmin doesn't mean it's bottle and it remains mukta. We'll bring a raya that what? Toimin in Gizei Tzemer. It says clearly, you're toimin in Gizei Tzemer. Gizim of Tzemer, of wool. V'tzipe Tzemer. Zog Rashi, tzipe Tzemer is la'achashen of tzuho. V'shatchuho, k'min machzolois, mashtichin. So you flatten it out, and those are, it's called tzipe Tzemer. U'v'shoynesh al agomon. The shoynes are dyed wool. After you tzaveya, you serik it. So like lishoynes, like long little, like long tongues. Shoynes shel agomon. These are all different types of cloths of tzemer and agomon. Uve muchin and muchin. The ein metaltin oisin. It says black and white clearly. Even if you're toimin with it, but it's muktza. Even though you're toimin, ein metaltin oisin. So we see that it retains its original status of being a dom of yikarim, and it's still muktza. Your mind is removed from it. Zok demoge, imishum ha, there's no raya from here. Why? Imishum ha, loy ire. Horikomar. Im loy toman ben. If these expensive items you were not toyman, then ein metaltli noisan. But if you were toyman, then you mevatl the shame, fur from it, what you meant to use it for, and avada becomes something that you utilize for atamon, and it's mutza, and it's mutta. In an oifen, that is mutta to be matmin. So then it would not be mukza. It's two different things. Ein metaltli noisan if it's not toyman. And if you were toyman, then it's going to be mutter. Then it's not mukta. Then you set it aside. It's poshut. Versteitzach. You metalt to something that if it was used for hatmana, why not? What's the chiddush? Zokta ma'amar teima. You might think chazel mizgalei. Meaning, you might think that faket. It's pshita that if you are not toimen, that it's emetaltin. The reish is pshita. It's pshita if you're not toimen, that's emetaltin. You didn't tell me emetaltin, my son. That gizei tzemer, which are very expensive, dom vikorim is emetaltin. Of course not. It's meant for your weekday, whatever you use it for. For what are you selling it for? So you need to tell me that emetaltin oison if you weren't toimen. You might think it could be used as a nice pillow, as a nice couch, as a mattress cover, something to sit on. So since you might think that it's roi be'etzem for a different tashmish, even if you weren't toimen, kamash lo know that it retains the shame muchin and it's expensive, don't be karm and it's mukta until you're matmin. Until you do a maisa b'yadayim of using a fatmana, until then it's mukta, even though it could be utilized as a lemizgale to sit on, to lie on, and to utilize as a comfortable place, like a pillow. Zogdi gemorge, Rav Chisda, shore l'adure udre l'vei sadyo. Rav Chisda allowed a pillow has feathers inside. So if let's say the feathers come out, you're allowed to put the feathers back in, to put them back in after they fell out. B'Shabbat on Shabbos. Now, what might be the problem? The problem might be that it's like boina, you're building, maybe it's makab patish, I'm finishing it off. So, but Akoparim, he allowed it. There's no problem. Eitzvi Rav Chonah Bar Chisda l'Rav Chisda, Rav Chonah Bar Chisda Ash Rav Chisda, matirim beis hatzaver b'Shabbos. If you have a beis hatzaver, imagine a shirt that is closed on the top where your neck is supposed to go in, like a t-shirt. It's closed. It's tied together. That's how they come back from the cleaners. They tie it up. So you have to open it in order to put your hand inside. So matirin beis hatzaver b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, you have to untie the way it came back from the cleaners. Untie the neck area in order to utilize it. Avaloi poischin. But you can't be poischach l'chatchila. Meaning, the first time, when it comes from the cleaners, then it's a question of matirin, untying it. But when it's the first time you're using it, you're buying it, then you have to actually tear it and pesach it and open it up. And that's the first time you're making it into a usable shirt. So, ein poischin, l'chatchila you're not laru. And Rashi says, ein poischin l'chatchila dehashta ovid le'mono. Now you're making it into a utensil. Rashi seems to say, you're making it into a makab patish. This is creating it into a usable shirt. So, matirim es tzavah b'shabbos, yes, aval lo poischin. Ve'ein noisnes hamuchin. And you're not allowed to take the feathers. Loy l'techa kar into a pillow, v'loy l'techa keses, or into a kaz, b'yontif, v'ein tzach lo'im b'Shabbos, and for sure on Shabbos it's also. And yontif, for sure on Shabbos it's also. So we see how kaponim, the kashim we're asking, is that you're not allowed to take feathers and put them back into a pillow, not even on yontif, and for sure not on Shabbos. So how are you saying before that he's allowed to put back feathers into a pillow? So the mode is a difference. Like Kasha, habecharati, habatika. When it's new, it was never yet used. So then it's Rashi again says ovid lemana. You're doing makab patish. You're making it into a mana. Then it's taka osa. That's when it's new. Habatika. But what he allowed, Rav Chisda was allowed, is lahadure to put back into a used pillow. That's an old one. So then it's not called, I'm not making a mana. It's not makab patish. It was always usable mana. I'm just putting it back in. So then it's muta. If it fell out. So, similar to what we're saying, you're making into a mona when you are doing it the first time. By charata. When you're matirin, then it's muta. We learned similarly in the braisa. You're not allowed to take the feathers into a pillow. You're not allowed to. But if they were once upon a time in there, not the putting in, placing in the first time, but they fell out, then machzir in oisem b'Shabbos, not to put it back on Shabbos. Ve'ein tzach lo'im b'yontiv. And for sure, on yontiv it's muta. So we see clearly the difference between first time around putting it in, where it's mesakim mona, or it's hashta over the mona, or if it wasn't already and you put it back in. Zog di gemore. Now, Tosis points out that, on the bottom Tosis, that If let's say a person's shoelaces, im nitke chuti asavel, im anekev rocha v'yochal achnisam b'leiterach shori, maybe putting in shoelaces the first time around, maybe it's considered ma'isa uman that you're making it into a mona. If it fell out, so then maybe it's atika. So Teza wants to differentiate. Depends how. What are you doing exactly? If it's beloy teirach, then it's muti. Even if it fell out, came in atika. Uvat sheitem beinian zeshle yelochu shem yitka. The bein is shu regilas itka yevelikshon nira dasurin lahachzir kedasrinon. Mashenken, if you put, so it's questionable. Shoelaces that you're putting in that are totally out. When we have laces that remain in, but putting it in totally, maybe that's making it into a ovid lemona. Till then, it wasn't usable. It wasn't functional. That's the question. There's many things that are the Meiri says that the reason why it's mutter is not a ma'is uman. So we see the Meiri learns that mesaken mon ovid le'mona is the initial making of the utensil. That's a ma'is uman. Something that is not a ma'is uman, so then he allows it. That's the whole word natika. So makah bepatish is a ma'is uman. Makah bepatish is the last concher, the last patish, the last hammer bang that the uman does. But something that's atika is lacking that makah bepatish of a ma'is uman. There's many things in the poiskim that are discussed. Are you allowed to take even a beach ball and blow it up? Do we look at it as atika? Would you look at it as a no? Right now I'm making it into a mona. I'm over the mona. Till then it wasn't usable. What are you not? Do you look at it as charta or as atika? All different types of practical items that can come up. Zok di gomorra. Om rav yidom rav. Hapeseach beis atzava b'shabes. Back to what we said before. If someone opens up the first time, this cloak where you have to open up the neck piece on Shabbos, Yechayev Chatos. Zogt Rashi, what's the reason? If you open up the cholok the first time, Chayev Chatos, the bottom Rashi, the hashta kamash vile mona. You're making it into a functional cloak, utensil. Here Rashi is clearly black and white that Ovid Leimona is Makabe Patish. That's how you finish it. Atika, it's just untying. But saying in the first time, Chatchila is Gmar Melocha Makabe Patish. Now, other Rishonim argue on this Rashi. The Rambam says that Yichai Mishum Korea. What are you doing? You're Peseach Beis Hatzaver. You're taking a scissor, whatever you're doing, you're tearing, you're opening up the neck in order to be able to use it, to make it functional. Not because of Makabe Patish, because of Korea. Rashi did not say Korea. So many want to say the reason why Rashi didn't want to say Korea is because Korea you need amanas litfar. You need in order to sew. He's not doing it in order to sew. That's what Korea is, amanas litfar. So the Rambam that does say Korea, so Archonim want to say that the reason why Yechayev as Korea is because since this is the oifen of tikkun, usually you need Korea amanas litfar because that's how the kalkal is always put on Shabbos. But since Korea amanas litfar is not called a kilkal. Over here, you don't need amanas litfar. You don't need it in order to sew, even though you're tearing. Usually tearing needs in order to sew. Here, you don't need it. You know why? Because this is a tikkun. Here, the korea is the ma'isa tikkun. The tikkun is, in order to make the shirt functional, you have to tear it to put your neck in there. So that's where the Rambam says, Yechayev as korea, even if it's without being amanas litfar. The nafkamina between korea and makabe patish, the Michas Chinuch where he says, in Melech's korea, is that korea needs korea shtei tfiris, two tfiris. Because usually Korea is amnas litfar, which is two tfiris. So it's a sheer of how much you're tearing. Mashenke, when it comes to makabe patish, tikkun mona, it could be a kolshu. So that would be enough kamina. Now, obviously, if you hold yesh binyan bekelim, then you can say it's boina. But Rashi HaKoponim says that it's makabe patish, and that's a machlokes we show in him. Zok the Gemara, Maskul Rav Kahana, we just said that Pesach Beis Tzav B'Shabbos. It's Chai V'Chatos. Maskul Rav Kahana, the following question. Mem chesom et beiz. Ma bein zu le megufas chovis. The megufas chovis is, if you have a barrel and that's sealed on the top with the megufa, the halacha is, it's not part of the chovis. It's a thing that's added onto the chovis, onto the barrel. The halacha is that it's not considered a chibur and you're allowed to take it off on Shabbos. You're allowed to take a knife and cut off the megufa, the seal on the top. So just like a megufas chavis, you're allowed to open up and remove the megufa from the chavis. So why is it different than Pesach Beis Hatzava B'Shabbos? Rashi says is makabe patish. You're making it into a functional mona right now. Well, why is it any different than making this into a kli too? That you're making this now into a functional barrel. Zok the Gemara, Omer le'Rava, a fundamental difference. Zeh chibur v'zeh eino chibur. Zok Rashi. Maybe Adam Chavez, you're allowed to bring a barrel. Matis is Roisha B'Sayif. Take a sword and you remove the Magufa. And that's how you serve people. So he says, Magufa ain't a mina chavis atzma. The Magufa is not part and parcel of the chavis. It's a separate entity, Zag Rashi. Even though it's tied and it's dovuk to it, even though it's glued to it, ain't a chosh of chibur. It's not really one chibur. It's separate and it's meant to be separated. Shaili notaloi medes Rashi shita is a big yisodis to kashita in bottle caps. We'll see in a second. But the point is, it's not meant to remain over there. It's meant to be removed. The beged is one chibur. The beged is one cloak that's closed on the top where the neck is. So now you have to open up a chibur. That's called mesakin mona. That's called making a mona in the first time. Mashaking over here, it's separate entities. It was never a chibur in the first place. It was always a separate thing. It's not part of the chavis, even though it's glued to it, but it's not part of the chavis. So it's not a chibur since oimedli notel. So mamela, you're allowed to remove this on Shabbos. Now, there are those that explain that the reason why the Megufa is Muta is the Mechaberit after the Asiyas HaChovis. Since it was placed on, and Dovuk, after the Chovis was a shame Kli, so it was a shame Kli beforehand. So not creating a Kli. It was always a battle before the cap was on, the Hainu. Because it was always already a Chovis before you put on the Megufa. So Mamela, I'm not creating this Kli. Masha Enkin over here, it's not a Chibur. So it was never a Kli beforehand. That's what the Ireim explains. Ain't a Chibur, meaning it was not a Here was not a kli. Mashing over here was a kli. But Lamaisa, this is really the side. This sugya, can't go into all the details, but this is the side in the big machlekes and the poiskim, Heintike poiskim, Reb Sol Yanke Fisher, and Evan Yisrael, and others. Others are somewhere in between. Others were very machmir to one extreme. Others were very makel and all the way to the other extreme. Shamizam was in the middle. Shamizam was mechalik. If there's a ring that separates from the cap when you turn it off, so then you're making the cap into a kli when you remove it. Mashenkin without that ring, then he says it's mutter, because then it's ready, it's a kli beforehand. Lamaisa, we saw Yanke Fisher comes and he says irrelevant if it is a ring or it is not a ring. The beetsim, the fact that the megufas achovis, it's mutter. Dr. Rashi, because adaita the hoki oimed linotel. So he says that is really the yisoid of bottle caps. Besides the fact that it's not a chibur, it's a separate thing that is dvukaboy, but it wasn't part of the original thing. So he says that is the same thing over here, legabe, plus it's ainim iskaven, okay, that's a whole different, but there are definitely no question, Moshe was machmir, so Yankov was mekel, not just he was mekel, I remember in Zichar Moshe, he used to go by Kiddush, open up the bottles. We saw Yankov Fisher. He used to open the bottles to show people his shita that he held was mutter lechatchila.
He was the Rosh
Bezdin Yishlein. Correct. The Rav Zichar Moshe. Correct.